Right. This is WHUS Stores, the second episode of Hank and Ted.
The greatest podcast out there.
The Joe Rogan of the left. No longer self-proclaimed.
Just, we are.
Yeah, we just are.
Yeah.
And we have a guest on, another good friend of the show, Wyatt.
That's me.
Also known as, Calf Tech.
Calf Tech, yeah.
Calf Tech.
That's his DJ name.
Yeah. So, what do you want to start? You want to start with, I guess the big one is Trump is dead.
Yeah, well, a lot of people thought he was dead.
That's like the meme. I think he's in the hospital at least.
Nah, he's not. But like today, a bunch of pictures got taken of him, bro, and he is not looking good.
I heard that Melania was spotted at Walter Reed.
Yeah, but I feel like that's all just theories. Like, I never saw a picture of it. I did see pictures of Trump. And I also saw that they released images of him from weeks ago and said they were, like, yesterday or the day before, which is actually crazy.
He looks like a ghost. He looks very sick.
His eyes are, like, super sunken
in. He kind of looks like the Pope did before the Pope died a few months ago. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
I think he, like, had a stroke or something, like, or a heart attack.
Yeah, because that would make sense why they canceled public appearances. Like, they can still, like, show him in public, but he can't say anything.
Yeah.
Because his speech might be, like, messed up. And, like, I don't know. It's definitely, like, at the point where it's, like, why aren't conservatives freaking out about this? Like, in the same way Democrats should have been freaking out about Biden disappearing. Yeah. Like,
and the media isn't saying anything either.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, he hasn't been in public in 7 days as of today.
It's already been a week?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy.
I think the administration definitely has the capability to keep things as hush-hush as they would like. And, you know, I think it is, you know, I hear people saying, you know, he could just be sick, he could just have the flu, but it's seeming like a little more than that at this point. You know, I think you can still muster up enough strength to make a public appearance even if you're under the weather.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one. I definitely think that, like, we're past the point where everyone's like, oh, he's just sick. Like, that's just not true
anymore. They know something's up.
There's something up. Like, even some, like, conservative Twitter accounts are like, is this really Trump? Like, they're doing the same
thing. That one photo? Yeah. That doesn't look like him.
With the forehead thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably him, but, like, he doesn't look good.
Nah, he was, like, balding, no teeth, and, like...
He's been balding, dude.
Nah, but, like, the back of his head didn't have any hair on it, like, today.
Bro didn't wear his toupee.
And, like, he didn't have, like, teeth. Like, his mouth was open, there were no teeth.
Well, I mean, have you seen the video of him? This is, like, back in his 2016 term, but he was walking up the stairs to Air Force One, and a big gust of wind came, and flap of hair exposed the back of his head, and it was just completely bald. Like, he had the ultimate comb-over going on.
A lot of people say, like... Like, my aunt knew someone that used to work for Trump, like, even, like, 20 years ago, and apparently his hair was, like, down to his waist, but, like, it was short everywhere else, so he would just comb it, like, an insane amount to cover up that he was actually, like, very close to bald.
Wait, your aunt knows someone who used to work for him?
Yeah. They worked in his,
like, I didn't know that. Makeup? Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah,
Apprentice, or?
Nah, he just had, like, his own team.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, in general, like...
For public appearances.
For public appearances, because he is a very public person. He always has been.
Yeah.
Did she put the makeup, the tan on him?
No, that's real. What do you mean? The tan? That part is real. Everything else is fake.
That's from golfing, bro.
That's natural, bro.
You can tell the goggles that he wears, because there's just a pale circle
around his eyes. Yeah, there's a circle around his eyes.
You remember that one time where he spoke in, like, the South, and he, like, took the tan off and, like... combed his hair back.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And he just didn't look like the same dude.
He looked like a regular, like, 80-year-old man.
Bro, and if he does die, it's going to be a very funny day. I can't lie.
Vance isn't going to be any better.
No, he won't be a better
He's
president.
He's going to lose momentum.
But he would lose momentum. No, I don't think Vance would win a second term if Trump died, like, in the next few months.
Like, what I don't get is, like, they did the same thing with Biden, too, where it's, like, you can just say that... Like, yeah, he's an old guy. They have problems. Like, he's going to have a stroke or whatever at any point. But they're just covering it up. So even if it's not that big of a deal.
He has such a big ego that would never happen. Have you seen, like, his, like, Truth Social posts are, like, definitely written by other people
right
now?
Always in all caps, too.
They're not right now, though.
Oh, really? Oh.
They're, like, some of them like a were. Normal person.
Yeah, they have, like...
Stephen Miller or something.
They have, like, perfect grammar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know, because he... No, most of those are coming from, you know, he's on the
straight,
toilet when he's
straight
doing
from him,
stuff.
Bro.
Yeah, straight from him.
He's like, what did they say Biden used? Yeah. The auto signature, the auto pen. He got that auto pen, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, he definitely, like, just voice types into his phone.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure he can actually read.
Yeah. I think that there are probably a lot of seniors in high school who read at a more proficient level than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when do you think Trump last read a book, bro? If ever.
He didn't write his own.
He didn't even read his own book.
I don't think, he didn't read his own. Definitely not.
He was probably like, yes, this is great.
He's also threatening to send in National Guard to Chicago, too. Like, he wants to militarize Chicago well as D.C.
Yeah, and potentially Hartford.
Wait, what?
Really?
So, this week, like... out of the 22 Democratic governors, 19 signed a letter saying we don't want military in our cities. And you want to guess who didn't sign that letter to Trump?
Was it Blumenthal?
Governor.
Oh, Ned.
Ned did not sign that letter.
He is the most corporatist.
Oh, he's such a burger, bro. I can't.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's just an ultra wealthy businessman that. Is just, you know, owned by the lobby, just like most.
He low-key started off as a decent governor, though. He just fell off the wagon.
Bro, bring back Dan.
Bring back Dan. Dan Malloy. Dan was overhated. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dan was overhated. Like, he was blamed for 2008. That was not his fault, bro. Like, that makes no sense. He's a governor.
Yeah, I just remember being a kid and my parents, like, always shitting on him.
Yeah, nah.
Like, I feel like he was...
Like,
he was really unpopular at,
he
like...
He had, like, a 40% approval rating.
When did he leave out? Was it, like,
2018? Did he leave out the start of Trump one? Something like that?
Must have been.
Because Ned's halfway through his second term, so 2018, right? Yeah. Or 2019, maybe.
He's already in his second term? That's crazy.
Yeah, and he's going to run for a third.
Oh, my God.
Let's go, Ned.
He's gonna become Chuck Grassley. 90 years old.
What people don't understand about Ned... I think I brought this up in the last... episode, but Ned would have been the person who gave us nationalized health care.
Because I thought that was Joe Lieberman.
No, but he lost to Lieberman.
Oh,
Ned
yeah.
Ned was the Democratic primary winner, and Lieberman ran as an independent against Ned and won.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Joe Lieberman screwed up so much for this country. It's crazy that he's from Connecticut. Like,
greatest Connecticut impact of all time, right there.
And it was for all the worst reasons.
Come on, give us a little bit of credit.
Hey, what else? One of the 13 colonies.
Constitution
Chris
State,
Murphy.
You know?
Constitution State. Chris Murphy. He's on the come up.
The gun control
he'll be in
guy.
The cabinet. In like 3 years, when J.D. Vance loses.
You heard it here first.
You gotta bring it into existence, bro.
J.D. Vance will not be elected the 48th. Well, unless Trump dies.
Well, then he'll be president.
He'll be president.
Yeah.
But he won't be...
Then he'll be 48 and 49. He won't be elected as 49 then.
If he wins re-election, if Trump dies and he wins re-election, he'll see 48.
Yeah, you're right.
So he will not be 48 president unless Trump dies.
Yeah. Have any of you guys watched that documentary about him, like, with the... It was acted.
Oh, you're
Hillbilly
talking about...
Elegy?
Elegy? Yeah. Fuck. Who directed
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard directed that. It's crazy that Ron Howard directed
and
that.
And it has, like, Kathy Bates.
It has a crazy cast.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I only know the basic premise, but I'm sure he lived a hard and tragic childhood, but doesn't excuse...
He was, like, really, like... I feel like he was pretty apolitical, like, before he ran for senator.
Who, Vance?
Yeah.
Well, he was a lawyer. So he was always going to drift towards the right in a lot of cases.
Well, he was like anti-Trump,
obviously.
He was like a moderate.
Yeah, he
like
called,
super anti-Trump.
He called Trump
Hitler,
America's Nazi, like America's Hitler.
Absolutely, and there are a lot of never Trump Republicans, you know. And then when it comes push comes to shove,
yeah, they always just start sucking him, like low key. There's no other way to put it. Wow, that feels good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, maybe that's dead. Why he looks so horrible. He hasn't had, like, JD fuck him in the last, like, 4 or 5 days.
Those South Park episodes got to him.
Those South Park episodes. Yo, could you imagine?
Oh.
South Park is the reason he had a stroke.
If he dies in the next few weeks, South Park's going to be crazy.
Oh, South Park has been so good this season, bro. They've been on point, bro.
They didn't make fun of Biden. They should have came back to do another season.
Why aren't you making fun of Biden? I'm all for jokes, but not against my president.
Yeah, not like they ever made fun of Obama.
Nah.
They never did an episode on Obama.
It's not like they just make fun of everyone. Nah. Nah. They were targeting Trump. Saddam. They were targeting Saddam.
If they were around during the Bush era, it would be like gold.
They were.
They were, yeah.
Really?
Yes, there's some Bush episodes.
Didn't it start in 97?
97, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
almost 30 years on the air.
Yeah. See, that's crazy. That's some good material. Bush has some really good material.
Yeah, because they did Saddam.
Yeah.
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 Saddam WMD. Was Bush, bro. Man. All right. Should we talk about Minnesota?
Tragedy.
Yeah.
Tragedy.
I don't know much about what happened. I'm not going
to
lie.
So, to put it briefly, there is this one, like, this one kid, no, not even kid, like 22-year-old, right?
Yeah.
And she was trans, but
maybe
she detransitioned. That's unclear. Because there was evidence that said, like, she didn't like being a girl anymore or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I remember seeing the photos, yeah.
They're, like, all over online within, like, hours of the shooting, like, two people died, like, 20 were injured or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tragedy, a Catholic school. Within hours, everyone was like, oh, it was because she was trans.
Yeah,
it was
Fox News' biggest headline, transgender shooter terrorizes church.
Yeah, even though, like, they just pick out all of the shootings where it was trans people, yeah. Even though that's a fraction of a percent of all of them. Like, white men are the other, like, 95%. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, Kash Patel is, investing in it as a hate crime against Christians, which I'm not sure whether
he's investigating as domestic terrorism, which is crazy. Right.
I mean, I know there were different messages written on the magazines, and there were discriminatory comments written against almost every religion and ethnic group, and so obviously,
yeah, there was
just a deeply hateful person.
Yeah, she wrote like a bunch of slurs.
Yeah, it was targeting almost every different race.
It was clear that the shooter was beyond just mentally ill from being transgender.
Yeah.
Like, that is not the reason that they did that. That makes no sense.
Gender dysphoria doesn't push anyone to commit a mass shooting.
Yeah.
But like, they're like, it's so stupid.
And also, like, there's not any facts behind this, but a lot of people were saying that Thomas Matthew Crooks and this shooter were, like, part of the same, like, Reddit/4chan group.
Come on.
They're doing the same thing. They did this, like, 10 years ago. I remember, like, who is this 4chan?
No, but, like, genuinely, it's because, like, of, like, all of the, like, mixed messaging. There are some groups online that just, like, hate everyone.
Oh, and, yeah, like, for sure.
That's why, like, no one was ever able to, like, pinpoint, like, what Crooks is, like, vehemently Democrat or vehemently Republican, because he was a confused dude. Like,
yeah,
he had so many mixed views, and same with this person. Like, there were slurs towards everyone on this.
Like very mentally unstable.
Yeah,
like
just someone who hates everyone, who just wants to take out their rage on
exactly.
Yeah,
just take out your rage on the world.
Either like the president or just like whatever group of people is near you. So at that point, it's like finding out a motive is no longer, shouldn't be the focus of what's going on. It should be like, clearly there's a mental health issue happening here if someone is going out and doing that.
Right.
And it's not transgenderism.
Don't you think, like, what we should be doing is, like, investigating maybe more mental health towards people that need that stuff, or maybe restrictions on guns? I know it's crazy. Crazy to say.
Been done before.
We had a nationwide assault rifle ban for 10 years. People forget this shit.
Yep.
And shootings went down. Believe it or not.
America, they have two speeds, gun and burger. And if it's not gun burger, then what is it?
I like the burger part. I don't like the gun part.
Dude, I love burgers.
Bro, like, there's a reason Americans are fat. That's all I'm saying. Like, we love our burgers too much.
Well, I mean, they're specifically, I mean, all these fast food places are, you know, they have a whole team of scientists who designed to be the most addicting bite.
Yeah.
And, you know, for you to reach back into that bag, it's specifically designed.
That's what the free market provides.
Mm. Yeah. The free market that doesn't, is no longer allowed to change logos.
Oh, yeah, that also happened.
Cracker Barrel.
Last week.
And the same
they're back people. Now, though.
It's back to the OG logo.
Yeah. People weren't excited about that.
Donald wasn't.
Why was that national news? I mean, are we serious?
Because Donald didn't want it. Because Donald didn't want it. Donald is the news. Except for when he's missing. Then he's not the news.
Yeah, then it's like, why do you care? Why do you care so much?
Yeah, why do you care so much about your missing president?
Yeah, you're... Biden would go missing and you didn't care. Bro, you don't care either way.
Well, like, Biden didn't win re-election, did he?
Yeah, and he also didn't spend the last 200 days being like, I'm so smart. I'm the smartest president ever. I'm the greatest president ever. I'm going to fix all of our problems.
Maybe Lincoln was better than
And me. Then, yeah. And then
wants to put himself on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
And then go missing and look like he just... He looked like he saw some things in that photo. Like,
oh, maybe he like had repressed memories of the island that just came back to life. Like, think about it.
He got visited by three different ghosts.
The ghost of Epstein, Ghislaine, and Stephen Hawking past.
Past, present, and future.
Yeah, visited by like Epstein, Stephen Hawking, and like, I don't know, some other dead pedophile.
Stephen Hawking was pretty good.
No, like Stephen Hawking be on the island.
I can't believe he was on the island. That's like so image. Crazy.
Bro, just like, I'm sorry, we can't talk about this anymore. It's low-key messed up. But like, that is a crazy thing to think about.
Yo, like, Epstein like, had to have an accessibility ramp on the island, you know?
It's horrible. It's horrible, but also at the same time, it is so funny.
It's so, really like, funny.
No, it's almost so evil that you have to laugh at it a little bit, because or else it just becomes far too depressing.
It's just like, wow, this guy that was heralded as like the hope, like the modern day Einstein, was just on Epstein's island.
I mean, he was a brilliant man.
He was brilliant, but clearly he was...
Yeah, it was not perfect.
Well, like, what are the odds he was just, like, there and, like, didn't... Like, nothing happened? Like,
I mean, you know what's going on that island.
Yeah. Well, right. But, like, he couldn't move his body, dude. Like, what if he was kidnapped there? Like...
All no.
Right. You're going out on a limb here.
Like, this is out on a limb, but, like, he didn't have, like, control of where he was going like that, I feel like. You know what I mean?
He
like,
yes, he absolutely does. He had full he could control.
He could move himself forward and backwards, but like once he's on the plane, bro, like
who would forcibly take him onto Epstein? I mean, that is just so bizarre.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Like, it's entirely possible that he went there and you know, didn't do anything horrible, but like if you go there,
more likely than not.
Yeah, you
like,
know.
Yeah.
Like, that's why people like say like Bill Clinton may not have done anything, but it doesn't matter. Like, he
But, like, Bill Clinton way. Definitely did stuff, like, for sure.
Yeah. As we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Grant's family member worked with Bill and was like,
He likes him young, like...
He's same with Bill Gates. A little too nice, like...
Same with Bill Gates and all the other rich elitists, like...
Bill Gates is an interesting one because he maintains a really good public image with his Bill Gates Foundation and stuff like that.
Yeah. But
it's a little more complex beneath the surface.
Yeah. Too nice, bro.
And
too
after,
nice. Exactly.
I feel like after he got his divorce, he kind of just disappeared, though.
He's pretty far like, away I don't from know. The public eye at this point.
I guess he's also not the richest man in the world anymore.
No.
Like, he's way
he's
down
there. He's still up there, though. He's still top 10, right?
Is he still top 10?
He's worth, like, $100 billion still.
I mean, Microsoft will forever be a cash cow until he dies. I mean, it's just...
I actually, like, one thing I do like about Gates is that, like, he's only leaving, like, $10 million for each of his kids. Everything else is going to charity when he dies.
And even $10 million is
that's still like, a lot.
You
for
can
like,
live an entire barely. Lifetime on $10 million.
Yeah.
If
your families right. can live.
I'm sure his kids are also like Harvard educated computer scientists or engineers. Like they're gonna make $10 million in a year anyways.
Companies want to hire a Gates a Gates kid.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Just from the publicity.
So they can get any job they want. I mean,
they can do nothing and get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Even if his... I feel like his reputation is still taking a hit, though.
Oh, for sure. Once his wife divorced him, and then, a year later, everyone found out he was on the island.
Yeah, people,
in a lot of ways, it's almost hard to be that wealthy and a good person. And, you know, that's something that we could get into.
I think it's impossible.
That's a debate people have. Yeah. And I tend to believe, like, there are definitely good people who are wealthy, but, like, billionaires that are good people.
They're all thieves. I mean, Bill Gates stole all of his technology, and he just buys these companies, you know, takes their idea and shuts them down. With, like, IBM, he stole his ideas from IBM and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah. Like, I guess it's theoretically possible to be a billionaire without, like,
doing
anything wrong, but
the likelihood of that is so
I don't think there's a single one out of, like, the 1,000-some billionaires on the planet.
Yeah.
I think the worst one has to be, like, Peter Thiel.
Elon Musk. I feel like Elon Musk
Who's the Palantir guy?
Peter Thiel.
Peter Thiel.
I mean, that is just, like, our...
We're cooked.
Our violation... And people are just... People are okay with it. People are okay with having their location services on their phone. People are okay with all of this stuff. And it's just people have kind of given up on it. Like, people, you know, they've just accepted it as...
It's fate,
you know, a side effect of living in 2025 is that you don't have any privacy. And,
You
know, I think there really needs to be more legislation strictly, you know, regulating that kind of thing.
More minimal phones, you know? did you see Thiel was, like, laughing at the idea of, like, Palestinian children dying yesterday from the use of AI. Like, someone asked him about that, and he just started laughing before he had his response. He was like, that's funny.
Was this, like, the same thing that, like, Daniel Ek, the Spotify guy, was doing?
I'm not sure.
The AI drones.
Yeah, AI drones, yeah.
What are we doing, bro?
Palantir is on its way to taking over the globe, bro. Like,
absolutely. I mean, they are making a database in America of every single person in this entire country, our faces, our personal details,
our cars, our houses, everything.
And it's just expanding what was started with the Patriot Act, you know, after 9/11.
Yep.
And, you know, Snowden exposed all that stuff and got sent away, and
he's still gone.
Yeah, and he, you know, he did.
Even though he was supposed to get a pardon, Trump promised, I don't know if it was this election or 2016, but he promised to pardon Snowden if he was elected, and he didn't first term and still hasn't yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible how, you know, those systems of, you know, data collection were started to prevent terrorism and stop it before it started. And then, you know, they had these systems in place for a few years and started realizing we're not finding anyone. There's nobody really in the country. And then they realized they could use it for domestic purposes. The FBI could use it to investigate people. And they just loved that. And every president, I mean, it's a hard thing to shut down and get rid of because it's an immense amount of power at your fingertips. And it's hard to push that away.
Yeah. And they still, like, wag their fingers at China for being a surveillance state when it's like, we're the same. We're there.
Exactly.
We just don't. You know, we're not as upfront about it, you know?
Like, in our towns, we have less cameras, but does that really matter if
your phone
is being tracked? Yeah, exactly. And,
like, you have to put in your ID to, like, get onto LinkedIn now?
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
It's nuts.
I
hate all that ID verification on the apps because, you know, they say they don't share with anyone, but I don't trust them.
They're lying.
They're selling
your data.
Yeah.
They're selling it, like, overseas, like, the likelihood that all, like, social security number, all that, your home, your car, what you look like, you're like you do, like, face ID, they scan your face.
And it's just,
I guarantee you, everyone in Chinese government could look up almost anyone in the U.S. right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe not illegal immigrants in the U.S., but besides that, like,
then they'll go to the country that
they're from. Yeah.
They talk to the Venezuelan government. They probably have some file on them.
Dude, that was the other theory about Trump dying. People were like, nah, he's not dying. He's planning an invasion of Venezuela.
Oh, that would be so stupid.
It's not that
this
unlikely,
is all like fringe
though.
Stuff.
But it's not unlikely.
We sent ships over.
We were moving ships towards Venezuela.
But I don't think that is the reason why he's out of the public eye. I mean, he's got to be bragging about it. He's got to be saying, we are going to launch the greatest attack on a nation.
He wouldn't. Secure.
Well, he would save face. Like, that's why he was like trying to rename the Department of Defense to being the Department of War or something. The Ministry of War. The
Ministry of War, which is comically evil.
That is literally just evil.
Harry Potter, like.
Like, bro, come on.
Ministry of War, bro.
No new wars, president.
Yeah, bro, let's vote for Trump. He's going to end the genocide in Israel and Palestine.
Trump's going to add J.K. Rowling to the cabinet.
He's going to add...
The transphobic position, bro.
How many days are we in to the presidency?
Like 200. 7 months, almost?
200-something.
Too many, but not enough.
And
yeah. Bro, like, it can't go by quicker, bro.
Whatever happened to ending Israel, Palestine, and Russia, Ukraine in under 24 hours.
Day one, dude.
No, he originally promised before he would come into office, too, which is so funny.
He's like, the minute I'm in office, both of those wars will be over.
It's like my aura is going to stop these countries with, like, decades of conflict.
I mean, Putin...
Putin's so smart.
Trump is...
Putin's playing the fuck out of our president.
Oh,
Trump is Putin's bitch.
Yeah.
He really
Trump
is.
Trump is Putin's bitch, bro.
He really is. And Putin clearly has some sort of, you know, dirt or information on Trump, and that's been clear since 2016 because the lengths that Trump is willing to bend specifically for Putin even more than other world leaders is just insane. Unfathomable. I mean, it is... Yeah. He responds to every beck and call of Putin, and it's... Yeah. And, I mean, just let's talk about, I mean, the collusion in these elections. I mean,
in 2016.
And this most recent one. I mean, Russia was calling into polling places in Philadelphia, calling in bomb threats, getting everything evacuated. Yeah. I mean, and it's so blatant, and it's tragic. It really
is. Bro, but you don't get it. The best president won.
And then, like, you look at how he treats Zelensky.
Bro,
like,
Where's your suit?
Have you said thank you once? Like, shut
and
up.
And Vance was digging into him, too. Vance was, like, digging into him more than Trump was.
The only thing Vance is digging in is his couch, bro. Let's be honest, dude. Like, Vance, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I understand you're evil, bro, but I will never take Vance seriously, bro. He is such an NPC on so many levels, bro.
Oh, yeah. He's
like,
he's
a
stupid.
Comically... dumb person.
He has
Yale educated, by the way.
He has zero personality.
He has zero personality.
I mean, I will say that he's the type of guy without Trump's influence. Now, Trump has emboldened the entire, you know, world to, or the entire, all of American government to, you know, revolt against these systems in place. And, you know, he's suing the media and he's suing these judges and doing all this tyrannical stuff. But, you know, someone like Vance would have never even thought to do any of that stuff. I mean, Vance still is kind of more of a by-the-book guy. Same thing with Pence, all these guys. I mean, 100%. Trump is just completely unhinged and, you know.
Well, the book has changed because of Trump.
It has.
And, like, if Trump dies, then it's like Pence is not, or not Pence, Vance, like, he's not going to know what to do.
Bro,
he's going to be.
Bring back Pence, bro.
I respect Pence so much for what he did on January 6th. I mean, I'm just saying, I disagree with everything.
He's still evil, but like,
oh, no, he is. Like, he doesn't even think women should have the right to vote. Anyway, but
Pence doesn't think that.
Yeah,
he's
crazy. Yeah, he is super like.
I knew he was very conservative, but I didn't know he was that conservative.
Yeah, but you know, I think that. You know, calling out the president was, I mean, there's the least he could have done, but at least he didn't stay silent. And that's all I'm saying.
Right.
You know, it's more than other people did.
That's way more.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, everyone who almost died, who was in the Capitol, said nothing. Like, Marjorie Taylor Greene was like, oh, we're overreacting. It's not that serious. Americans fought
for
like, this.
They put a gallows up on Capitol grounds.
Yeah, and they were trying to herd all the senators into the basement and turn on the gas line. They literally had a plan to gas them all out in there. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's crazy, dude. Like, it's insane that we went to that extent, and then 3 years later, no, 4 years later, we turn around and we're like,
I want to do that again.
That's who I want to be president.
I mean, there was always a a bit of me that understood why maybe some people would fully support him, but after that, I mean, it's really just hard for me to comprehend. I mean, it's mostly
crazy.
Just getting brought up in a town with, you know, just a closed mindset, and you don't bother to look beyond that mindset, and you're just, you know, disinterested in exploring academically whatsoever. I mean,
he's losing supporters left and right. Like, his approval rating is, what, less than 40? It's, like, 39% now?
Yeah. It's like, which is the lowest besides his first term.
Yeah, like, his historic low for this
presidency. It's these tariffs, and, I mean, I think a superior court just found that the tariffs are unconstitutional, so I don't know what the next...
But that happened the other day. But he still hasn't stopped them, I don't think.
Because he doesn't care about courts.
I think the tariffs are still in place.
Every controversial thing... Every controversial thing that he, like... a court ruled that him deporting was like who did he deport that
like a 2-year-old
yeah
a 2-year-old it was like a, it was like Brigo Garcia or?
No yeah it was yeah
it was a Brigo Garcia yeah
they ruled that that was unconstitutional and he didn't get brought back for a while,
but they brought him back and then they put him straight into jail again,
yeah, which is like,
which is crazy. He got arrested at a hearing.
I think a big win was, I think they just had to shut down like the Alligator Alcatraz place because of or did they open it back up?
No,
I don't think they ever opened it.
I don't think it ever opened. They just were building it.
No, people.
People were in it.
People were in it.
Really? I know it's shut right now.
People were in it. There were these.
This is just straight Auschwitz on American soil.
There are these accounts from that, and apparently these like fluorescent lights were on 24/7, just beaming down. They didn't get any food. You know, like it was just it's horrible.
Auschwitz, like, did we learn nothing from what was that place? Abu Ghraib in Iraq.
Abu Ghraib.
Like,
don't get it. The U.S.
The images from Abu Ghraib are, like, still some of the most famous pieces of journalism.
Yeah, because they're so just, like, horrifying to see. No, even though, like, you know, like, this person was, like, a terrorist who, you know, killed a lot of people.
I mean,
yeah, there's that.
They're trying to get information out of people, and, you know, maybe they, you know, were just passing messages or something and didn't know exactly what was going on. Yeah, some of those guys were terrorists, but definitely not all of them, you know.
Like, even if you, like, okay. Like, with the death penalty, too, if you have you take the worst person you've ever met, and you're like, oh, yeah, that guy should get death. But if you go in there and watch them do the death penalty, you will never be pro-capital punishment.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to be like, yeah, death penalty is good. Put this guy to death. He did a bad thing.
I don't know. But, sorry, you can finish your point.
Yeah. Giving the government the ability to choose who lives and who dies is just such a horrible thing.
I don't remember who I was talking to, and it was, like, someone who's, like, mostly agrees with me politically, but they were trying to argue that the death penalty was more humane in a lot of cases, and I was, like, so you want, like, you think it's better to, like, kill rapists than, like, have them work for the rest of their life and do stuff?
I personally think that, you know, it's more torturous to, you know, live your entire life in prison, you know, with 8 consecutive sentences that can't be appealed. I mean, it's just mundane, day-to-day, just horrible condition, especially in American prisons. I mean, it's not a sweet life.
There are some okay prisons in America.
But, I mean, most the maximum...
Max security.
Max security ones, you know, the huge prisons. I mean, it's not a place you want to be, and you're looking over your shoulder all the time, and it's just...
Yeah, which is crazy that it's crazy that conservatives argue in favor of stuff like that and the death penalty, where it's like, so you don't want the government in like your day-to-day life, except if you do something bad, then it's like, yeah, you're no longer a human being.
Yeah, you just
and
die.
You become a slave.
And a horrible part about it is these guys wait for like 20 years to get executed. They're on death row for like 13 years to wait for all the appeals to go through and all this stuff, you know, and it's like you're just sitting there. Like a rat in a cage, just
like,
waiting.
Like to like you don't killed. You wake up and you don't know like today could be the day, could be tomorrow, could be 15 years from now.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, it's a sick game.
That's
that they play
definitely
with these guys.
Inhumane. I think.
Yeah.
And it costs. It's incredibly inefficient. It costs so much money. It costs.
Oh yeah.
Like what, $150,000 for one execution? Well,
these pharmaceutical companies aren't giving these prisoners those meds anymore. You know, they're having to bring back firing squads. They're having to they're starting to do gas chambers. I mean. These lethal injections get botched so frequently, and you know, one thing that you know, I was talking to some family members about, and I actually talked to, you know, my cousin who's a MD, and she was just saying, you know, I mean, there are more simple ways to euthanize a human being. Right. I mean, like, you know, what you do for dogs, like it's a completely humane process that never, almost never has, you know, any mistakes. And they have it's like a cocktail of five different meds. It's like one to slow your heartbeat, one to lose consciousness. I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's really odd.
I don't know, bro. Like, I think, like, I'm not pro-death penalty personally.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
I think the entirety of the U.S. prisons needs reform.
Oh, for
but
sure.
But that's an entirely separate thing.
Yeah. That's not a huge issue.
Like, I understand, like, the, like, being in prison for the rest of your life is, like, inhumane and stuff like that and, like, never seeing the light of day. But I think we should start trying to help people who are in prison personally.
Yeah. It should be a rehabilitation.
It should
process,
be rehabilitation.
Not a, you know.
Sure, they should still be there for a decade or whatever, but you should try to teach people to be better in general.
And I think there are a certain breed of people who can't be fixed. You
for
know,
sure.
I think there are some people who are so deeply troubled that, you know, rehabilitation is not a possibility.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something that you have to really, you know, analyze on a case-by-case basis, because there are a lot of really, really smart, psychiatrists that work with these prisoners, and they can analyze a lot about a person, and they can really tell whether some people's true intentions and whether, you know, they feel remorse and whatnot. You know, I think more case-by-case basis needs to take place with that.
Yeah, we need like an entire reform on sentencing then. Like everything would need to change. So I'm not sure that will ever happen, to be honest, because some of those laws have been set in stone since the creation of our nation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like,
and even if you can't do that, there's still other ways that would be very effective without changing
prisons. At the very least,
you can improve prisons. You can improve education.
Yeah,
because like if
absolutely,
if a lot of crime happens in areas that are poorly educated, so free education, free healthcare.
No. I'm Joe Lieberman. No.
Like,
no, bringing the country from the bottom up is the way, you know, you got
to
fix things, because
that's solving all systemic issues.
Yeah, it's just these underserved communities who have been, you know, somewhat abandoned by the government and left their own accord that struggle, and there's a solution for all of these issues, you know, and people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders know these solutions, but it's not in the corporate interest, because, you know, it's not a money making decision, and you know, it's not a decision that's gonna benefit the corporation. So
yeah, like two of the most popular senators in the entire country can still not pose even a chance of a fight against all the lobbyists for all huge industrial companies.
Well, like there's like the industrial companies, there's Israel, and then there's the gun lobby, and they all have an insane hold.
And big pharma.
And big pharma.
Yeah,
that's the fourth
and all the healthcare.
Yeah, like all of those, like we, like genuinely, like we should appreciate the progress we actually have made.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Obamacare,
yeah.
The fact that Obamacare even exists is crazy in America.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know, I think that Biden's domestic policy, I mean, we can talk, you know, Genocide Joe is a different thing, but I think that, you know, Joe Biden's domestic policy is really, you know, the best domestic policy that I've seen probably in my lifetime, because I mean, just you know, the infrastructure bill and, you know, the CHIPS Act, which brought so much manufacturing back from Taiwan to the US, and
debt
relief done exactly and done in a proper way. You know, Biden gave incentives for those companies to be in America, not punish them, not punish the other countries that are importing with the how the tariffs are working right now. You just give incentives and they'll come naturally without messing up the economy, you know, and
without taxing your citizens.
Exactly.
$4 trillion revenue generated from tariffs.
Great tax cut. It's
just
okay. They can afford it.
And these tariffs are just helping, you know, helping him and his cronies just kill off small family business, you know, and it's...
And just kill small families in general.
Yeah, deporting them. Like, I don't know. It's time for a bit of hope core.
A bit of hope core?
Yeah, what's going good right now?
Well, to circle back to the beginning, maybe our president is on his way out. Maybe he'll resign. You know.
No, he would not resign.
He would never.
He'd rather die. Cause
it would be fire if he finally did something good and resigned. Bro.
Dying in office.
I mean.
Oh, it might not help America, but it would it would help his persona.
Well, dying in office would probably be the smarter thing to do, though, because, like, that would give so much more credence to Vance being like,
yeah,
oh, his running mate died, and somehow it's the left's fault. Like,
those liberals.
Yeah, I went there.
Those left snowflakes.
The, like, conservative response to him dying in office would be so awful. Because they would find any way to be like, there's foul play here.
Yeah.
And the courts don't want to admit it, but there's foul play. He was murdered.
I mean, that's what they did with the 2020 election, and it ended up working out for them.
Yeah.
So, there's still a significant part of America that believes that election was
rigged. Oh, yeah.
Even though there's no evidence of
that. Every single lawsuit that was filed by Trump got thrown out immediately, even after a billion investigations that were all legitimate.
And after him calling one of the states.
Georgia? What was the Georgia AG?
The Georgia AG, and he was like, find more votes for me.
11,800 more votes?
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. Bro, you want to know who should have done that? Al Gore should have done that in Florida.
He didn't need to.
He would have, yeah.
Those hanging chads got bro. Him. Our country would have been a different place.
Oh, entirely. Yeah.
Like, there are so many, like, things like that. Like, what could have been, yeah, bro? Right. Like, Al Gore is probably the biggest one, bro. Like, we would have led the world when it comes to green energy if Al Gore won. Which is crazy.
There's definitely also, like, an argument to be made that 9/11 could have been prevented.
Yeah. Because
they knew about it.
Thousands of American troops wouldn't have died overseas.
Yep. You
know? We wouldn't kill hundreds of thousands of people.
Exactly. Over a million. Over a million civilian deaths in the Middle East would have been prevented.
And the horrible things that happen, you know, the war crimes that happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe, I don't know what his economic policy would have been like, but 2008 could have been.
His economic policy was akin to Clinton's, which just means he'd be physically conservative, which honestly is fine, bro. Like,
I mean, yeah.
With all his other policy, I would not have
cared.
It
was Bush. I mean, I think, you know, compared to Bush, a lot of people would have been better.
Yeah, like, 2008 could have been maybe a better year for the economy.
The Al Gore to Obama to Biden, like, 24-year track, like, six-term straight.
There would be another. There would never be another conservative president in U.S. history.
No, there would be a new party. Like, there would be a more left-leaning party.
What's Elon's new party?
I think
he already pulled back on that, the American Party.
I mean, Obama was a Democrat, but he wasn't that liberal. People kind of misinterpret.
Or he acted as if he wasn't.
Well, he was just, like straight-down-the-middle liberal.
But
like,
he ran as a conservative, in quotes, when he was running.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, against LGBT marriage. Like, he ran against it. And then Biden was famously the first person to be like, I am pro-gay marriage, even before Obama said that.
And he was, you know, as I call it, like, a corporate Democrat. Like, think that, you know, he's not an anti, you know...
He works for the establishment, but
exactly.
He's an establishment guy.
But I'm sure. I think he still had the interests of the people in his mind.
Yeah.
Even if he was working for the establishment, which is a very bad thing.
It was his methods that were questionable, but he still, like, you knew he was, like, trying to push us in the right direction, which can't be said for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think it's a complicated conversation that we probably shouldn't get into, but it's just, I think that the way that he handled the 2008 thing was not cool, you know, bailing out the banks like that.
Definitely questionable.
Yeah, and, you know, it just set...
All the war crimes.
Yeah, it set a horrible precedent for you know, the way that Wall Street works to this day.
Yeah.
And, I don't quite understand how he is, like, people love him. Like, he's like the Lord and Savior of...
Because he was
a good talker.
He was a great talker.
He cosplayed being a populist.
Yeah.
And people just trusted that.
And a lot of people don't really look too deeply into the news. You know, maybe they'll read the headlines every once in a while.
Yeah. But
really, it's just, you know, a lot of... politics for a lot of people is like personality politics, you know?
Yeah.
It's what you see on TV, how the person's presenting themselves. I mean, that's why so many people vote for Trump. They don't know anything that Trump's going to do, but it's just that, you know, quote-unquote macho...
he's a
cool
dude.
Exactly.
He's fighting for us.
You know, you're back in those days, back in my day, everyone would watch cable news.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you're opinions were based around whatever CNN, exactly. MSNBC, Fox News was saying.
Exactly, and especially CNN and even MSNBC, those are all, you know, those are all kind of like Clinton, Obama, you know, centric.
Also like establishment, you know? Exactly. Democrat.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I remember, you guys are familiar with the Rachel Maddow show on
MSNBC? Yeah, yeah.
So my grandma loves that shit.
Yeah, yep. And so Rachel Maddow is a beautiful example of, you know, the greater state of MSNBC where like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders would come on and Maddow would just tear into these guys. Yeah. I mean, it is just, it's like, so you're a socialist. And well, Bernie's like, oh, well, you know, I'm a democratic socialist.
Yeah, like, did you know that?
So you're trying to bring us to back to the Soviet Union. I mean, people like Rachel Maddow hate progressives, you know? And it's like, they it's not cool to them.
It's like they're still in Cold War mode, right? Where it's like,
Do you even think that they deep down really even believe what they're saying, though?
Oh, like, of course not. All the big anchors.
I think Maddow, like, anyone on Fox News, anyone on MSNBC.
Maybe with the exception of Tucker Carlson. I think that guy is actually just batshit insane.
Oh, yeah.
He's just racist, too. Like, yeah,
he's kind of funny, though. I can't lie. Pride. Yeah. He is...
Gotta keep that upper decky in.
Tucker Carlson.
Alp? No, he got his own thing. Because remember, he was promoting Zinn without telling them. And Zinn was like, we don't want someone like you on our brand. And he was like, damn, all right, fuck you too then. And then he made his own brand. Yeah.
That's awesome. You know what? Respect to Tucker, bro.
He's hilarious. I can fully admit that. Yeah. I vehemently disagree with everything he says. But he's so... He's really funny.
Dude, this makes me want to buy Zinn. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Not sponsored. But yeah, I think he's pretty sincere. But all these anchors... they don't believe anything they're saying.
No.
They're saying what they think people...
They're saying what they think the government wants them to say in a lot of cases. Like, that's why I think no one is covering Trump disappearing. In the same way they barely did for Biden.
And they also...
Biden would disappear for a week.
They would...
Yeah, that's, no one
they
would also, say
they, it. They don't want to freak out Wall Street either, because if...
They don't want to tank the market.
Yeah, if the market finds out that, like, oh, the president's, like... might possibly be on his deathbed right now. Like,
I think the market would be happy about that, actually. You know,
well, yeah, in this case, maybe, but Biden, probably not.
It's quite incredible how resilient the U.S. economy is, though.
It's
it's a strong system, and just the fact that it hasn't completely, you know, crumbled yet. I mean, it has gone down, but the fact that it hasn't completely crumbled yet is kind of incredible in its own right. I mean, this is just so out there. And
But we're still testing the limits.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Sure. We're dipping our ankles in. We're not even knee deep yet into this term. So.
Yeah. Oh. Like, maybe even three terms.
Oh,
Trump 2028.
He's not touching the Constitution.
He's not living till 2028.
Oh yeah.
No, you're right.
he's already broken constitutional Trump amendments. Next. Though.
Oh yeah, he has.
He's broken like. First fourth, is already gone.
Yeah, first it was like first, fourth, fifth,
12th,
16th.
I don't know.
I want to say, and he's thinking about the 22nd, which is the two-term limit, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that on the they were claiming it was a mistake. Maybe it was, but on like the Library of Congress website, they removed like the habeas corpus like section of of the Constitution, like on the official Constitution website.
What?
Habeas corpus is...
They removed it.
Yeah, you can't... Habeas corpus essentially just says that, you know, you can't just lock people up without any due process.
Yeah.
And so...
They removed it from the Library of Congress website, and then, like, 3 hours later, once everyone was freaking out about it, because someone tweeted it eventually.
Yeah.
And, like, 3 hours later, the Library of Congress was like, we are undergoing technical difficulties. And it's like...
Bro, come on.
Yeah, dude. We believe
shut up,
you.
Shut up.
And suspending habeas corpus was actually the thing that Lincoln gets the most historical controversy for, because, you know, when protests against the Civil War broke out, he suspended that part of the Constitution. I believe it was through executive order somehow. And they just rounded up all the protesters and just threw them in prison until the war ended, essentially. And that's one of his largest, you know, criticisms.
Yeah, I feel like that's a valid criticism of Lincoln, for
Even if it's for a good reason,
it just leads precedent, and then it's bad.
Right. Like, I mean, it's like suing the press if you're Donald Trump. It's
it's not a good thing.
It's not a good look. Yeah. It's not a good thing.
I mean, Americans have the right to protest.
100%. That is constitutional. Exactly. And arresting them for protesting is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they're right or wrong about what they're protesting for.
Right.
Yeah, you should. First Amendment.
I think the Civil War was one of two wars in our nation's history that, you know, we should have gone to war in that case. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's like that.
We definitely should have been in that war.
Yeah, that was the. Yeah. I think that World War II. I was saying World War II.
Oh, for sure. I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Revolutionary War is the birth of our country. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And we've had two of these wars, and we still have people like Trump who are dipping, you know, getting into some fascist rhetoric. We've had two wars about this.
I mean, George Washington said from the beginning, like, the second we stop being, you know, like, an isolationist nation is when our country's going to start going downhill.
Hey, bro. Creation of Israel.
Oh, 1948.
Thanks, Great Britain. You did great.
Yeah, thanks for completely chopping the borders in the Middle East. And then blaming it on the Middle, like, just brown people being violent.
Yeah.
For why there's so much war. Like, yeah, it couldn't be because you decided what their borders are going to be. Like, what?
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's crazy to think that we're in such a a time where, like, constitutional amendments being broken is, like, kind of normal. Like, Trump will do anything, and then everyone will be like, oh, yeah, he's the president. He can do that. And it's like...
well.
There's still
a lot of people who are fighting back on it, which is a good thing. It needs to happen. Like, but like
judges are helping us out.
The rest of government, even some Democrats, are still way too comfortable with him.
I mean,
breaking
the man's
Constitution.
Suing these freaking judges. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's
those Obama judges.
I mean, it is. You know, there's only so much that us as citizens can do. I mean, I think No King's Day was like the largest protest
in American history.
And
over
I mean,
10
what's
going to
come out of
go.
That? I mean, I think
nothing. What can we do?
I think we have to keep on doing that kind of thing.
Oh, for sure. It shouldn't be a one and done.
Right.
Because then you're
bending
the knee.
It's just sad. You know, there's only really so much you can do,
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, at that point, it's pushing the limits of, like, what a peaceful protest can do, because, like, I mean, not encouraging anything, but, like, the government definitely responds more, and the public certainly responds more to, like, a riot than a peaceful protest.
Right.
Like,
no, that's
definitely
100% true. Disruption protest, not even a peaceful protest. Disruption is what causes protests to work in a lot of cases.
Which, like...
It does demonize the protesters. I mean, look at the BLM stuff that happened, right? Like people were out there protesting, and then people who weren't even involved with the BLM came out being violent, started looting and stuff like that. And then Fox News running all these photos of the buildings,
Democrats,
you know, exactly the buildings burn, and it's there's always a narrative to be spun, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, we've been there before. Like it happened, the civil rights movement. A lot of that wasn't peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Not just on the police side,
like
but also on the... Like, there was Malcolm X, Black Panthers, which, I mean, today you'll still... There's still an argument that, like, oh, the Black Panthers was a bad thing. Black Panthers definitely helped a lot during that movement.
Well, they definitely made the movement what it was.
Yeah,
there's no
for
argument
sure.
to say the movement would have been the same without
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but people are still like, oh, no, they shouldn't have used violence. Whatever. Martin Luther King endorsed... Like, he didn't endorse violence, but he also didn't... Like, he understood the need for violence. And then got whitewashed by history.
Mm. Right. No, and then there's also, like, if you were to make that argument and be like, oh, yeah, the Ku Klux Klan shouldn't use violence, and, this is from an outsider perspective, obviously. Bro, the reason that the Ku Klux Klan has such an imprint on American history is because they were violent.
Yeah.
I'm not embracing their actions, but... The reason they are what they are is because of their actions.
Yeah, they didn't just hold.
They didn't just stand there and be
nice
like, "We hate black people."
No,
like,
exactly. They burned crosses in people's front yards and threw rocks through your window.
Exactly.
You know,
like,
and that was one of the least severe things that they did.
Yeah.
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 Like,
not to make light of it.
There's levels to this stuff, and like, I think the reason nothing crazy has happened under the Trump administration is because people are scared.
Oh, yeah. People are scared of, like...
I mean, you'll get disappeared.
You'll get disappeared. Exactly.
If you're not just like a white guy, like who knows what's going to, even if you were born here and you just have like your grandparents were from Mexico or whatever, if you have like, if you look Hispanic, if you have a Hispanic last name, like it comes to a point where like you just don't feel safe. Even if you have
a good little suntan going on.
Maybe. Yeah. Like even if like the chances of you actually getting deported is less than zero, still like that feel is.
I still might arrest you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that feeling is still valid.
Just to scare you.
Yeah.
Like.
It is just completely.
Starve you for a few days. Like.
Bringing the National Guard in. Like.
Yeah. Like that's why him threatening to bring that into Chicago, like without the governor saying that's okay. Legally, he actually can do that too for 30 days. He can do that in any city in the country.
Right. Pritzker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, we don't want you. And he's like, I don't care. And if he if he actually does that, which I'm not sure he will because he might not be there anymore.
I don't think he will.
I really hope he doesn't because that would set a horrible precedent for our future.
Mm.
Genuinely horrible.
And all the other, like, Minneapolis, New York City, especially Boston. If Zohran becomes mayor.
It might become a war zone in New York.
Yeah.
Because
he could basically mess up New York City for decades and then be like, oh, it was Zohran.
Oh, it was Mr. Mamdani.
If he wasn't elected, this wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have had to do this.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Cut off all public funding from every public school in New York City.
Bro, they barely got enough in the first year.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the last 3 minutes here. Do you have any closing thoughts?
I mean, all I gotta say is that, you know, keep on reading the news, read deeply, read multiple sources, stay interested. You gotta get out there and make a movement in your community. And one thing that my grandfather told my dad and my dad has told me, which I want to leave to all of you to remember, is if you improve the unit, you improve the species. So if you do everything that you can do to improve yourself and make a positive impact on your community, the species is improving. And if we all go by that philosophy, then the world will be a different place. So do what you need to do to improve yourself and your community.
Yeah. The revolution will not be televised.
Yeah.
It's got to start with you.
The revolution starts with us. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's not an endorsement of violence.
No.
I had to throw that out there. That is not an endorsement of violence.
We don't endorse violence.
We don't endorse violence on this show. Even if we say it's funny or we laugh at it, that's not an endorsement.
No.
But comedy is legal here, so.
Yeah. Comedy is now legal. Elon Musk proclaimed
it. Elon Musk was right about one thing ever. Good job.
Let's go, Elon.
America party.
Oh, boy. I'm going to vote for that in 2028, bro.
Yo, me too. Gavin Newsom or America Party? America
Party. Oh my God, I will shoot myself.
Nah. I mean, like, that's one positive thing I'll leave us with. If Trump does die, I feel like the Democrats are more likely to run someone.
To get their shit together.
That's, like, actually, like, not just, oh, this guy will beat Trump. Someone who will actually lead our country.
Like a revolutionary.
Yes, a revolutionary is more likely if Trump passes away. If Trump is still, like, his hand is on J.D. Vance's shoulder as he's running in 2028, like, 100% they're going to run someone who can just barely win and will just be better than Trump, but not necessarily a good president. So, not saying I think Trump should die. Obviously, that's bad. But if he were to die, I think the Democratic Party would take a bigger swing in 2028, and I think that would be good for all of us.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Wyatt, for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you all for listening. This is Hank and Ted. I guess we never... I'm Hank.
I'm Ted.
And that one's Ted.
Can we talk about our Instagram real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on Instagram.
If you want. That's not a call to action. If you want to follow us on Instagram, Hank and Ted Podcast.
Hank and Ted Pod, I think.
Hank and Ted Pod. All one word. This is WHUS Stores. Have a great night and a great Tuesday morning. Good night.